If you like ice cream, dum-dum-dum. Who likes ice cream?
Yes, dun, dun, dun. Classic.
Where can you get ice cream? Dun, dun, dun. You can get it from Iceland. Something like that.
Welcome. Jelly crumble door. Pea stir up. Scone beef hors d'oeuvre meal. Chew whelks. Ham dinner supper. Chew whelks ham ling souffle d'or. The supper is a pudding, thin ham, vib d'or, scone and cake d'or.
Welcome the new boy.
Youngun's Podcast. Previously on the Youngun's Podcast.
If anyone was in the curry house, by the way, last night, they may have seen me holding hands with Sam Pert from the Hook People. Now,
you're going to bust open the testicles, Mark. Yes, Jerry. Oh, first safety goggle, please.
Well, the great thing is we're sharing a dressing room with Van Morrison. We're not literally sharing. He's not there at the moment. It was great. We had a great night last night in bed with him, didn't we?
It's all about harmony, isn't it? That's what I do best. Harmony. Always got me lots of harmony, darling.
I got sunshine.
Come on, David Eagle.
On a rainy day.
I don't think
it's cold outside.
Yeah, baby, it's cold.
I got the gloves on me. But you,
I guess you say, what can make me feel this way?
My girl.
Talking about my girl.
My girl.
Excellent.
Let's go in the show.
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Hello and welcome to the Young'uns Podcast. My name is David Eagle from the folk group The Young'uns. This week is another Clips compilation. Hurrah! I managed to say Clips compilation without messing it up. If you haven't been listening to previous weeks, then every single time I've tried to say Clips compilation, I have failed. And I know a lot of people were putting bets on whether I would fail this time or not. Oh yes, you're missing out on all sorts of excitement if you've never listened before. So this week is another Clips compilation, by which I mean we will play various clips from various gigs that have occurred over the last year, primarily because we've got so many to get through that are lurking on my hard drive that we need to get through before Christmas, or before humanity heads to oblivion, whichever comes first. I'm not entirely sure the way things are going. And this week we have clips from our worst gig of 2015. Now, it wasn't our fault. It's not that we necessarily did a bad gig. In fact, when we play the clips, you'll probably find out that the gig went quite well, all things considered. So I suppose rather than the worst gig, I suppose we should say the worst venue that we've performed at in 2015. And it goes to quite an iconic venue in London, the Slaughtered Lamb. To be honest, I think we would have got a better venue if we'd have actually just played at an abattoir. Never mind a venue called the Slaughtered Lamb. But we'll explain what the heck went on at that venue later on in this week's podcast as we play clips from that very gig. As well as that, we've got clips from Shrewsbury, Stanford, and beyond, which is something that Buzz Lightyear might say if he was feeling a bit tired. To infinity and beyond? Nah, can't be bothered. To Shrewsbury, Stanford, and beyond, and then home for tea. And it's all lovingly packaged in this week's Young'uns Podcast, entitled Strawberry Knickers. The reason for that title will be revealed over the course of the podcast, and we dedicate this week's Young'uns Podcast to the man at our gig in April at Honiton, at the Beehive in Honiton, who accused us of being too much of a miserable band. So we came back on stage after the interval and we had a little bit of a chat with the audience about it, just to make sure that we weren't getting everybody else down too.
Okay, just going to have a little bit of a debrief. Before we go any further, we're doing all right now. We're not getting down or anything. Someone came up to us in the interval and said, I'm enjoying it, but can you not do something a bit happy? And we were a bit frantic, we were a bit worried they might be getting you down. We've been practicing the village people in the dressing room there. But then Wendy said it's time to come on, so we didn't get very far, unfortunately. So we're just going to have to sing this 17 verse ballad about death instead. Sorry. Give us a bit more warning. It'll be... No, we won't. We'll do a rollicking shanty.
And it's definitely his rollicking, for the title is Rollicking Randy Dandy. Or very important that you roll your R's there. That is R's, not... Anyway. But you can do that if you want, a special dance. Yeah, that might cheer him up. Anyway, right. Now, and... Hey,
rollicking Randy Dandy, ho! Oh!
Ah, there we are, with the authentic key change.
Of course.
Yeah. You're a bit keen on the key change there, Mr. Kirby. You really went for it, well,
a bit too early.
You put me out of sync
by doing something different with your foot.
I did, I was syncopating. Always advancing, always evolving, the young'uns. Or at least I am. What about the other two?
Unbelievable. Right.
Look out for that. Look out for a Major Ninth coming up, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit later on.
Right.
Oh, yes, Major Ninth, he's here. Friends of the Archbishop of Canterbury. Yes. We don't just let any Tom, Dick and Harry in nowadays. I think give it a couple of weeks and you'll be frisked before you can come into a young'un's gig.
Anyway.
Well, only if you pay a little bit extra anyway.
What do you fancy doing now?
Nothing. Should we do that? Should we do that little stop, baby?
We're doing happy ones, aren't we?
I wouldn't do for one person. Everyone else is all right. The right gig isn't for us in Chaz and Dave. If you wanted something happy, wouldn't you? What do you think?
I'm really sorry, sir. I know it was only constructive criticism.
This is Toby's not a reviewer. Just an ordinary member of the public. We don't care about that. Because he's not an awards judge. It's fine.
So I think, are we reaching that time of the night where we start doing some of the requests that came pouring in? A few on postcards.
We did get one via Facebook.
Really?
Thank you for that.
Did you at the gig?
Oh yeah, there you go, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Why would they requested a song at a gig that they didn't actually attend?
Well, hang on, they did it on Facebook. I mean, that's a bit weird in itself.
I'm here.
Are we not approachable? What's wrong? What's wrong? Are we not approachable? I said, are we not approachable? Thank you.
No, we'll do your request in a minute, sir, but the...
What was that? To play Candy Crush Saga? We can do that, okay?
It's a good
one. Phones out, everybody.
Do you all know what Candy Crush Saga is?
Do you know, I get that on Facebook all the time, and the weird thing is, people surely who are on my Facebook should know that I am blind. How on earth do they expect me to be able to play these games where you've got like stack bubbles and that kind of thing? Very odd. Sometimes I just think it'd be great to get like one of my friends to sort of play on my behalf, and then they might just think. And I'll just say at the end, when I whoop their ass, I'll say, not bad for a blind man, but... I don't have any friends. When I whoop their ass, my friend, yeah, I'm talking street...
Anyway, it's time for the...
No diggity.
Thanks so much for coming to see us tonight. We've had a lovely night. I hope you've enjoyed it. Can we say a big thank you to Martin on the sound?
Oh, all right.
Complaint, Martin, you could have made us sound a little bit more cheery in the first half.
A few weeks ago, we did a house concert in Hereford, and basically a house concert, as you might gather from the name, is where we're invited into someone's house. They book us in advance. We're just two of the streets, you know, we're just cruising the streets and hoping that someone's going to invite us into their house to play, and maybe they'll throw us a bit of bread and then we're back on our way. Now, we were booked in advance to perform at somebody's house, and then we have a lovely intimate concert in their house in front of selected guests who are invited, friends and family of the person. We were invited to a house in Hereford, and it was a lovely night. We arrived a little bit beforehand and were greeted by the family and some very enthusiastic children, one of which attached themselves to me, and then the other two went to bed for a little bit of a nap, and I stayed with the child for about an hour or so. And here's a little clip about that.
We've had a lovely time with, especially with Sam this evening. And Sam, the age of 6, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
6. He's been entertaining me royally. We've got to get on really well, and I sort of didn't want to say this, but he was showing me all sorts of magic tricks. And it wasn't until Michael came down, or Shaw came down, and ruined it by going, but he can't see what you're doing because I'm blind. So I didn't tell Sam. I was just enjoying it for what it was. You know, we had a real rapport going there. You know, he's gone through his 30th magic trick, and I've got, this is unbelievable how you're doing this. First audience member,
he was just having you on. He wasn't even doing any magic tricks.
Exactly.
Well, the match is gone.
Turned down. It was a tape recording of Sam. So we are. Anyway.
A lovely story.
It's lovely.
How to scar a life with tape recording.
Right now, it's time to head to Shrewsbury Folk Festival for a selection of clips. And the last of these clips reveals why we have entitled this week's Youngest Podcast, Strawberry Knickers. Oh, I said that quite sexily, if I do say so myself. Strawberry Knickers. The perfect gift this Christmas. Strawberry Knickers. Get fruity with Strawberry Knickers. Other knickers? Well, quite frankly, they're a load of pants. You deserve better. You don't deserve very good. You deserve very good. Strawberry Knickers. Available now, while stockings last. Because they're sold with stockings. That's an hilarious play on words. And I just made it up on the spot, ladies and gentlemen. Just made it up on the spot, because that's the kind of man I am. Oh, available for voiceover work, and available for those kind of little ad-libs as well. Anyway, we got sidetracked again, didn't we? Here, well, I say we. I mean, it's my fault, really. I mean, I've just dragged you along for the ride. You were just hoping to hear some clips from Shrewsbury Festival, and look where you've got. Slightly perverted sounding voiceover talking about Strawberry Knickers. Anyway, why is this week's Youngest Podcast called Strawberry Knickers? Let's find out whilst we go to blah, I can't even speak. Anyway, let's play the clip.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here. We've come a long way now with 5 years at Shrewsbury. We've got our own dressing room. And we asked the lovely stage manager, we said, could you please put some bottles of water on stage for us? And she said, you know what I'll do? I'll even loosen the tops to you. Because a few of the artists have struggled.
It's above Joss's level, I think. Why do that? It's an A-major chord.
You're interested, Jeff.
Well done, Dave. Oh, very good. With a chucky kick. Don't encourage him.
So David is going to play the piano now.
Just right? Have that, you're
right. I've come back over here. Do you remember the first time we came to Shrewsbury? One of the great things we love about this festival is that when you're an artist, your accommodation is with local families in the town. And the very first year we came here, we stayed with this lovely couple of teachers, and they were under the impression that me and Dave were a couple. And we had a long drive down, and we got there. They said, right lads, you've got a choice. You can either have a room each. We think, yeah, okay, that's not brilliant. Or we've got this lovely double ensuite for you.
And the candles are set up and stuff. And of course, it's like, look, they've gone to a lot of effort.
Yeah.
It must be like really British. We kind of like vacillated on it for quite a while. We're like, oh, I don't know, what should we do? Anyway, so that was, well, that's 6 years to the day. Happy anniversary, Mr. Schultz. Congratulations.
Anyway, so the next song...
We said we weren't going to talk about that because Michael gets jealous, so let's...
Uncle Walt coming out.
You've coughed on the microphone, didn't you?
I didn't know you coughed. Okay, so... No. Oh, I might have to call in the understudy at this point. Lester Simpson, where are you? All right. Here we go, I can do it. No, no. Okay. There we are.
Don't know why I know you're giving yourself a call.
We'd like to say a big thank you to the people, the family, the lovely family we've been staying with. We stayed with them last year and they requested to have us back. I don't know why.
Not sure they'll be doing that again, though.
So we want to say thank you to
them. It was absolutely lovely couple. They gave us some strawberries to eat, a basket of strawberries. But for some reason, I don't know how they managed to do it, but at the bottom of the basket was some knickers. I think they got the strawberry basket mixed up with the washing basket somewhere along the line.
People think we're loving these strawberries. An interesting taste. Very nice. Oh, the British, you know. Yes, well, buy British, keep it local, you know. Not in a racist way, you understand. Just for the economy, globalisation, and all that. That's a cool piece of knickers.
Very good.
They go very well. I'd rather fish in the cream. But anyway, I know that's one of the experiences. But let's not go there. This is one in the wrong.
There's a video on that YouTube,
right?
Back to our house concert in Hereford we head now, where Mr. Sean Cooney is a little lost for words. If you're lost for words this Christmas, why not get Dictionary? Every single word in the English language housed within your penis. If someone in your family is struggling to find a word to describe that thing, simply get your penis out and project the word and its definition on the wall. The only person who'll be lost for words is your family when they see Dictionary in action. You'll certainly have a tale to tell this Christmas. A tale to tell the meaning of words. That is, define words with confidence. 100% confidence. With Dictionary. If your family say, "Are you sure? Are you sure that's the right definition?" You say, "Yes, I'm sure. I'm cocksure. Thanks to Dictionary." If people are looking for voiceovers, I'm really showcasing my talents today, aren't I? And not only that, but my writing skills really coming out, I think. I mean, that is sexist. What about the women? What are they going to have? I'm going to have to think now of one for women. They might like a little prosthetic penis that they can use. Maybe. I'll have a think about the women while we hear these clips. What are the clips? Anyway, where are we going? I'm so busy talking absolute nonsense that I can't even remember where we're going. Hang on. Oh yes, that's right. Sean Cooney is lost for words as we head back to the house concert in Hereford.
Well, you wouldn't quite believe it, and we haven't quite got round the idea.
Got round to saying the words.
Well, thank you.
I'll remember that the next time you. I do that every National Yordi Day, by the way. National Yordi Day? You're not aware of what National... You're not... Yeah, time up, Mr.
Well, you did say
Yordi. Is just... I said Yordi. Yordi Day. Anyway.
Yes.
How to dig a hole for the entire band, by Mr. Kerry.
I don't believe it was my fault. Right. So,
What can't you believe?
I forgot where we were.
Well, exactly, I'm trying to remind you.
I was just trying to tell a story. And
continue. We're all still here. What can't you believe? Look for sympathy. Buy some more CDs, that'll chain them up. There you go. Hello, Mr. Cody.
Right, I can't believe that. Well, it's not going to sound a big deal now, but we on Sunday we're going to be on Radio 3, and it's going to be the second time in a month that we've been on Radio 3, which is quite hard to believe. That's what I was trying to say.
I think we're ticking a box.
Yeah.
Like we've got to have some sort of Northeast representative.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. Really?
The series of vowel sounds here.
Okay, so
I think he's practicing his Mongolian throat singing for BBC Radio. A vowel, please, Carol. Right.
We're going to sing you a song called Theo Jones, and we're singing it on Sunday on the radio because it's Remembrance Sunday. And
we're going to do that exact same introduction that we just did there on BBC Radio 3. Meticulously scripted that last 4 minutes, wasn't it, Mr. Hughes? Your bit was exceptional.
Have another 4 pints, please. Right, so.
Okay, I've thought of something that women could have. Men could have Dictionary, and women could have thighsaurus, a thesaurus between their thighs, which means I think that's quite good. But then that's a little bit sexist still, isn't it? Because why codependency? But it's very heterosexual, that, isn't it? Because it sort of suggests that, oh, we've got the perfect combination now. The man of the house can look up the words and the woman can find out the synonyms. So really we should have thighsaurus could easily be for men as well as women, whereas Dictionary really can't be, can it? Not really. So I'm still working on it. Still working on it, ladies and gentlemen. If feel free to leave a comment on the podcast. Anyway, back to our tour in April, and one of the places we performed was Stanford, and here's some clips from that gig.
This is a song about the birth and demise of industrial Teesside, and it's a real gritty chorus song, so feel free to join in with this one as well. Jack Ironside.
Hey, thank you very much. You've had a lovely return trip to Albert. Thanks to Roberto.
Roberto! Excellent.
Thanks to Pam and everyone.
Well, I appreciate Roberto.
Thank you, Roberto!
Let's have a speech. Come on. And Pam as well. We're trying to be friends.
Yeah.
Pam, of course. I'm trying to do sincere thanks.
Oh, sorry.
You're all trying to do adverts.
Yeah. Right, now time for the adverts.
No, sorry, I didn't realise you were talking. We're both talking at the same time.
It's all right. It's fine.
Yeah. So we thank Pam. Pam.
We haven't done that. Yeah. Take that off the list. Okay. Excellent. Yeah. There we are. Particularly the script, you see. We've got a bit confused here now. It's all gone chaotic, hasn't it? Normally it's word for word, exactly the same each night. Not apart from the Pam and Roberto bit. We just changed. Oh, someone's knocked over. You see, they can't handle the chaos. Someone's knocked over the glass. Sorry, everybody. Now, adverts.
Yeah, where we got away, 6th of November, I think we're going to be somewhere not too far away.
We're going to be in London again.
Quite a big place, Michael. Whereabouts?
So at the start of September, we're coming down to, is it Faversham? Faversham can't be far from
here.
Yeah. Down to the Folk Club. And November the 6th, we're playing at the Slaughtered Lamb in London, somewhere.
Yeah.
Just Google it and I'm sure you'll find it.
Slaughtered Lamb, eh?
Yeah.
I thought that was just our rider, but fair enough. Right, in fact, why don't we... Oh, no, so what we're going to do, let's not... Jack Ironside, Graham Miles, if you can remember that far back.
Really appreciate you coming to see us tonight. Thanks so much. This is Jack Ironside and Graham Miles.
Excellent. I think I've already done that, but Michael, would you like to do that as well?
Yeah, no, but
and then we'll go around the audience and you can do your own alternative outros.
Breast for knowledge. That's the best I can come up with. Breast for knowledge. An entire encyclopedia. It's like quest for knowledge. An entire encyclopedia. Housed within your breasts. Or just one breast, even. You can choose the breast. I'm not going to be fascistic about this. You choose your breast. It's work in progress. All sorts of things run by Eagle Enterprises for this Christmas. Maybe not this Christmas. I think I need to work on it, pitch these ideas maybe to Dragon's Den or something like that. If you want to get in touch with me about this, and anyone's got any ideas or as any business people or anything like that, or any entrepreneurs want to kind of get in touch, feel free and we'll have a little chat about it. But it's copyright. This is my idea. It's on the Youngest Podcast now, so it's my idea. I hope it doesn't mean I have to split the money with the other two, because they've done nothing towards this. Just because it's the Young'uns podcast, maybe I'm going to have to. Anyway, in one of those clips from Stanford, we mentioned that we would be doing a gig at the Slaughtered Lamb in London. That particular clip was taken from April, and our Slaughtered Lamb gig has happened. It happened in November, so it's a pretty iconic venue. They told us to get some food, and that they would reimburse us the cost of the food, which is what normally happens at venues. And then they said, oh, now what you need to do is you need to ask for a discount. They'll give you a special discount because you're a band playing there. So we did. And the woman at the bar was like, oh, no, I don't think so. Let me go and investigate. And she was about 20 minutes. I don't know what she was doing, but she took about 20 minutes. And we just stood there thinking, like, the time for the gig is, like, ticking on now. We want to, ideally, we'd eat quite a bit before we gig, because otherwise you're trying to digest your food while you're singing, and you know, it's not easy to sing like that, and also your blood is going to your digestive system, not to your brain almost. You feel quite low on energy. She took probably about 20 minutes, and we just stood there at the bar, and then she comes back and goes, no, we don't do discounts. And it was a bit frustrating anyway, because we weren't even paying for the meal, so I don't see why you're mad, but they told us, oh yeah, make sure you get a discount. So we kind of did, out of niceness, but then that held us up by another 20 minutes. By this point, the bar's getting busier and busier now because people are coming in to see our gig. So she's like, oh, there might be a bit of a wait on your order. If you'd have, and then she had the audacity of saying, yeah, it gets a bit busy at this time. If you'd have ordered a little bit before, then it would have been fine. And it's like, well, we did order. Technically, we did order, but then you spent 20 minutes looking for the discount. But typical kind of British response, which is like, yeah, okay, it's fine. And then the lady who was helping to organise the event arrived, and so we gave her the receipt. And she went, oh, no, we can't have this. And she said, oh, no, this is no good. You needed a card receipt. You had to have paid on your card. You should have paid on your card so you could get a card receipt, but you've presumably paid in cash here. We said, yeah, we have. She said, oh, no, we can't accept the cash receipts. It's for our accounts, you see. It has to have been done on a card, and then we need a card receipt. So we can't reimburse you. And we were like, what on earth? Like, if that was an issue, surely you should have told us this was an issue, not just told, oh, you've paid in cash. What a silly thing to have done. Like, it was the most ridiculous thing to do, pay with actual money rather than a card. I mean, surely, we thought this is ridiculous. Surely there's something to be going, well, yeah, if you can get a card receipt, if they'll do you a card receipt, a different type of receipt, then that'll be fine. The onus was on us to go and sort this out. Well, by now, the bar was absolutely packed from all the guests who were coming to see us perform. So Sean was queuing at the bar for about 20, 25 minutes. And then he said to the woman, bearing in mind the woman couldn't help us about the discount, so he thought there's no hope here. So he said, he explained the situation. He said, oh, I don't know if we can do that. I don't know if we can do that. And eventually, I think after Sean kind of said, look, we're performing here. This is getting a bit ridiculous now. You know, like, she said, well, maybe I can do it. I'll have a look, see what I can do. And then she sort of sighed and, oh, the queue's getting bigger now. The queue's getting bigger. And it's like, well, it's not our fault, is it? You know, like, if you and your people didn't have these stupid rules and you actually talked to each other, then none of this would have happened. You can't now blame us. Oh, the queue, look at it. The queue's getting bigger now. So yeah, the reason that people are here primarily is to see us. We've brought in like 150 people into your pub. You can't have a go at us now because we're holding your queue up. Maz O'Connor goes on to do her support slot. She was supporting us. And poor Maz, more or less her entire gig was, I wouldn't say ruined because she did a brilliant job regardless, but it was impaired, let's say, by a persistent beeping sound coming from the room. And it was quite loud, like near the door. So that was going on, and we were trying to sort it out and ask people what it was, because no one seemed bothered from their end to sort it out as if it was perfectly fine. Michael was going up the stairs and trying to speak to people, and they're going, oh, I don't know what it is. There's nothing we can do about it, I'm afraid. And this just kept going on. And then eventually they said, oh, yeah, we can't do anything about that. That's the carbon dioxide monitor for the beer. And because there's a lot of people in the room. That's the trouble. There's a lot of people in the room. Well, I do apologise for bringing people into your pub here. And she said, we can't unplug it. We can't unplug it. We're not allowed to do that for insurance reasons. You'll just have to go on. And then when we got to the venue, incidentally, we realised that there was about 150 people that had booked tickets, and there was only like 30 or 40 seats. And it wasn't advertised as a standing room gig, or that you had to pay extra for seats or anything like that. And when we inquired, he said, oh yeah, it's just first come, first served. They'll get the seats and everybody else will stand. And my God, it was crammed. Like, people just standing. And, you know, a lot of our fans are of a certain age, you know. Not everyone, but there's quite a few people over the age of 60. And they turned up at 25 to 8. The doors opened at 7:30. And by 7:30, the entire room was full. So people got up at 25 to 8, thinking they'd got there early to get a good space. And they were just crammed in because everybody had arrived. As I said, there was people really hot, crammed into this venue, sort of stood with 30 people sitting on chairs who didn't dare move because they didn't want to lose the chair. So they didn't want to get up and get a drink or anything like that because they didn't want to move. They didn't want to lose their chairs. They just sat there. I'm desperate for the toilet, but I'm not going to move. I've got my chair. And then, as I said before, there was a DJ upstairs. So poor Maz, and us as well, not only were we competing against the sound of beeping, but there was quite a loud DJ going on upstairs. It doesn't come out on the recording as much because the recorder has a filter on it that filters out extreme low noises. But the bass from this, so we're singing songs, it's going boof, 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 boof. And then on top of that, you've got beep, 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 beep. And we're just kind of expected to just sing above all of this. We brought 150 people to this pub. So we're going to play some clips from this gig now. Firstly, here's some clips, just to give you an idea, from Maz's support slot before us. It's
Shall come to pass on a summer
syncopated rhythm now.
Hey! Pretend that didn't happen. It shall come to pass on a summer's day. So I don't know
presumably a lot of you have seen the Young'uns before, yeah? Have you seen them since we sang at the Magna Carta thing together? Everyone was there, David Cameron and... You're too easy. And the Archbishop of Canterbury.
He's coming tonight as well.
That was his vehicle reversing, that beep.
Did a rural tour of Devon recently and had that on the set list, and then turned up to the first place we were staying, and the people are really lovely on this scheme, and they put you up in their house, the promoters put you up in their house. No, the hospitality is amazing, and another truck coming, it's another station. But I did sing this one, and this has got a chorus which I would love you to join in with. It's what's going on? I could look at it, but I don't think it's going to change anything. Thank you!
Yeah, is that you going beep beep beep, Maz? Yeah, we can hear it.
We're trying to sort it out, Maz, don't worry.
Thank you. It's like, I feel like I'm dreaming this. Thank you so much for being so nice to me. I feel like I finally understand how Captain Hook feels.
So there's some clips from Maz's gig, and the sound man was saying, I'll go upstairs and ask if the DJ will turn the music down a little bit. Then he came back and went, oh, the DJ's not happy about it, he doesn't want to turn his music down. And I kind of thought, well, I don't really blame him, like, he's a DJ. If someone came up down the stairs and said, do you mind not singing so loudly? Maybe just do some more ballads rather than sea shanties. There's a DJ trying to do his stuff upstairs. You know, we can't hear, and there's an MC trying to do his thing as well, and he's a bit disappointed. He's a bit upset because, you know, the audience can't hear his wiggity-wiggity-whack and stuff like that. They've missed quite a few wiggity-whacks and brap-brap-braps and booyahs and things like that. And I mean, it was quite embarrassing because they couldn't hear what he was saying above the sound of the folk music. And at one point he shouted, when I say hey, you say ho. And he shouted hey, and no one shouted ho. And, you know, it was quite embarrassing for him. So if you would mind keeping the noise down. So we just thought, right, we're going to have to go on. Amidst all the beeping and the sound of the DJ. So we did. These are some clips from our gig at the Slaughtered Lamb in London, which wins the award for 2015's, the Young'uns Award for 2015's Worst Venue. Congratulations.
This is our theme music, everybody. Excellent.
Hey.
Well, we've worked out what the beep is. Apparently, it's a carbon dioxide detector, so it'll all be fine. We're just not going to have to breathe as much. Is that all right? Can we do that?
Yeah.
I've been wishing Michael would stop breathing for a long time, so we might be in luck.
Here we go. Right then, shall we start by doing the waltz? Yes. One, two, three.
I was a miner, I was a talker, I was a real woman between the wars, between the wars.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody.
I think at one point the carbon dioxide detector started doing it, translating into Morse code for us there. That was
quite
impressive,
wasn't it? It's lovely to be here. Thanks so much for coming. Yes, I hope you're comfortable. But this is what happens, you know, this is like the Tories have cut 80% of the London gig seat budget, by the way. But never mind. That was Billy Bragg's Between the Wars, one of the best songs of the 20th century. And
Oh, well, I find some water to drink.
Yes,
on your that's what we're going to do next. That's what's next on the agenda. You just enjoy the sound of the beeps there.
Yeah.
Lovely idea.
We're going to sing you this fantastic American riverboat song now from the Ohio. It's called Hard on the Beach.
Excellent. And then we can't really complain too much because, you know, that's the great thing. This is like a sea shanty, this. And sailors would, of course, have to sing this above the sound of the wind and the rain and that kind of thing. So it's kind of this kind of atmospheric to do it in between the beeps. In fact, should we try to tell the music up upstairs as well? You know, let's really have our work cut out.
I just thought everyone went to the toilet during the break because we're going straight through. This is a 75-minute set, which apparently is what one does in London. But up north, we have like raffles and beer breaks, so it's all new to us.
No meat draw, I'm afraid.
But, there was a reference in that last song to my granddad fought the fascists, and that was, of course, dedicated to all the people who fought fascism in the Second World War. As well as that, all the people from our hometown who in 1933 sent Mosley's black shirts packing. 100 of Mosley's black shirts were bussed into Stockton in 1933 on a bright September morning, and they got the shock of their lives, for 2,000 local people had gathered and they chased them back across the river.
Just say something a bit. Oh, that's brilliant. And that lovely charismatic introduction there has completely been ruined by Michael Chuney's guitar. Imagine you waiting for the black shirts to come. It's like, hang on a second, I've just got to get my shoes on. Does my hair look all right? Let me just.
What did you say, Maz? Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You've been doing the Sweet Liberties Project.
Unbelievable. Well, the black shirts were the British Union and fascism, the Moors.
We're not being racist here. It's not. Dear, dear.
Well, we did have a mood, didn't we?
And that's what happens when you have to tune a guitar, you see. There you go. Right. Okay. Are we ready now?
Yeah.
Any more questions from the audience? All right, here we go. By the way, Maz O'Connor interrupted our set, and I completely sort of roughshod over, and we should really give Maz O'Connor an applause for absolutely brilliant. My favourite bit, Maz, was that duet you did with the carbon dioxide monitor. Get that on your next CD. That was brilliant. Lovely.
What, Jimmy?
What you done now?
Yeah.
Isn't that normally a...
No.
Oh, we could. I'm happy to do it. Should we do it? Shall we do it? Yeah. Here we go then. So.
Don't ever sound like that.
Well, no, I didn't, but I got the key wrong, so I thought I'd just.
You got the key wrong.
And wouldn't that
have been as the world stopped turning?
I've still got that beeping going on in my head. I can't hear anything. That would have been perfect had you not done it, said anything. No one would have noticed. It would have just sounded like an absolute bit of musicianship there. But never mind. Never mind. So, Jimmy,
go down to them girls, that's the body we love.
And mind you hide the patches and keep them out of sight. I'm telling your father's working out when he lift them Saturday night.
Oh, thank you, mate. That clapping was in time and everything.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen very often. Emily lay fast asleep. Her mother kissed her head. Then she began to weep. And lay alone in bed, tattered
Well, it's not the first time that Private Hughes, the song, has been sabotaged. We were at a festival recently, and there's a big, oh, it seemed to be a fight broke out outside this festival tent. We thought we'd best persevere, so we tried to do the song regardless, but it was becoming very difficult. We thought, what the heck is going on? And in the end, the organiser of the festival went out and had a word with these people. And anyway, some teenagers came up to us afterwards, after the gig, and they said, oh, really sorry, apparently we ruined one of your songs. We said, oh, is it you? He said, what happened? Were you having a bit of a fight or something? He said, no, we were having a burrito competition. It got a bit out of hand. I have to say, it was in a quite a middle-class area. A burrito competition that got out of hand.
You've all been there, I'm sure. Anyway, another bottle of water. Yes, we're at that time again, ladies and gentlemen. Put that in your spreadsheets. Two bottles of water, second bottle of water.
We've come prepared for the 75 minutes.
There you are,
David.
Thank you very much.
You can manage the top on your own, David.
Yeah, we have done festivals where people take the tops off for us. Apart from that, the organisers of tonight have been impeccable. There's been nothing. Okay.
We're gonna do it.
The sound has been lovely. Let's have a look. The sound has been brilliant, regardless of all these. The sound has been brilliant.
Normally it's 1, 2, 3, 4, you just went 3!
It's a very 3, 4? That's what follows, isn't it? 3, 4! It's a needed interval, you see. We need to wind Michael back up.
It's another example of arts cuts.
The one and the two have gone now, sorry about that. Sorry to remind anyone who does want a one and a two, you've got to wait another half an hour because we're still. No interval on the three, right. 1, 2!
Please don't be alarmed if you see us.
Maybe the wrong choice of phrase.
Please don't be alarmed if it's your first time seeing us, or indeed your first time at a sort of folk gig, and the person next to you or behind you is sort of singing along with everything they've got. It's quite normal. Don't look at them funny. We don't mind. Sing along yourself. That's how we got started with singing folk songs. We sort of discovered our local folk club in our pub in our hometown, and. And
you've done your research. You see, now I was speaking to this woman, she's come with her husband, and she wanted to go to a pub quiz tonight, but her husband wanted to come here. So this is a compromise. She's going to ship him with little bits of trivia now. You got that right? Well done. And there will be a game element, because we're going to do this is our last song, and then for the next 25 minutes, we're just going to have a game of musical chairs. Santiana.
Santiana.
That's the one, don't you? But spell it.
This is the hottest gig we've done since we.
Hey, there you go. That's just you, my friend.
You just pointed to a man, David.
Yes. I'm not the homophobic one of the group, mate.
Sadly or fortunately for the people who are about to faint, we're coming towards the end of this set. So thanks so much again for coming to see us. But if you do want to see us again in London on the 20th of April next year, we're going to be at the Bush Hall. Are there seats in the Bush Hall?
Do they have enough oxygen in the Bush Hall? Shall we have a song? Good choice. Well, let's end with our classic. What's that?
Sorry.
No. That's the one.
John Paul. Self-reference.
That's it. A classic. Got it in two. Excellent. See? Okay.
We've been singing this for about 12 years now. It's Sidney Carter's fantastic song in praise of the great radical English hero John Ball, the hedge priest who led the
Mr. Kelly, sorry. Oh. Would you like to say something? Here we go. Yeah, continue.
Can I say something?
Of course.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
There's a petition.
petition going round about people trying to sign a petition about stopping the steel industry. So can we please ask people to sign that?
Save Our Steel. Yeah. So look look online for that. It's a fantastic campaign.
Yes,
thank you
for
mentioning that.
Yeah, we'll. Yes.
No, we can save the bankers, but we can't save Our Steel.
You see, now we did that. That was last year's project. Save the bankers, the young ones who are very much at the cornerstone like that. Oh, do you not remember that? Save the bankers. We were all. We're going to write a song, but nothing rhymed with bankers. So. I don't suppose you've got any suggestions, have you? Anyway, no, we've definitely, good, well said. And let's have one, before we sing this song, one final applause for Maz O'Connor for being absolutely brilliant. And everybody behind the scenes here in the Slaughtered Lamb for making tonight very nearly possible.
Thank you so much. This has been lovely, and Maz has got a fantastic CD, new CD out there. We've got three of ours as well. If we can sell 20, we might just about manage to cover the cost of the parking to be outside.
There you go, some clips from our gig at the Slaughtered Lamb, and actually it went quite well from our perspective, really. I said it was the worst gig that we've done this year. It was more the worst venue, really, rather than the worst gig, because I think we made the most of it, and it was very fun, actually. After the gig, someone came up to me and said, oh God, she said, well, I got a seat, but unfortunately it was positioned directly under a pipe that was leaking. Boiling water on top of me. It was very frustrating, but I needed to sit down because my legs don't work very well. So it was a toss-up between having boiling water drip on me or standing up for the entire gig. I think we did pretty well to kind of manage to pull off a good gig under those circumstances. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week with more clips, and we're going to do another few podcasts until Christmas, and then we're going to take a little bit of a break. Because we haven't really got any gigs in January or February. Then in March, we're in Australia, so I won't really be able to do live recording there. But we will be doing lots of recording from Australia, so we should be back in April with highlights from our time at Australia. And I'm sure we'll have lots of guests, features, and lots of things to provide you with from April onwards. And then I think it's just solid for the rest of the year. From April till December, I think it'll probably more or less be non-stop in terms of the Young'uns podcast. But don't get down about it. Thank you very much for listening. I haven't really got anything interesting to say at the end, so I shall just go with the conventional, but the tried and tested goodbye.